produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good day, precious gems throughout Radio Land. What a pleasure it is to be with you again on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. I welcome all our lovely listeners throughout the land, and I pray you are having a wonderful day, a peaceful evening or night, wherever you may be. Special thanks again to Kayla from Finding My Way Radio Network USA World and Josie from Josie Inspirational Radio Network USA World for giving me this opportunity to share God's precious pearls with you all. We continue this wonderful mission of sharing God's word throughout the four corners of the world before his glorious return. What a privilege. We thank you, Lord. Let's pause for a moment for prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you came to earth. You died for our sins, Lord God, and you came to set us free, Lord God. I thank you for taking all our sins and our sorrows to the cross, and you nailed them there, Lord God, and you said, it is finished. Oh Father, we cannot thank you enough. We cannot thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. Father God, now I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Lord, bless, heal, and restore the hearts of our listeners today, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're going to talk about some of the things that hinders our development to become the precious jewels God has ordained us to be. Remember, we talked about the precious pearl, God's precious gem that's hidden the shell through irritation. Throughout life, we will always face this. From beginning to end, even before birth, we will experience this. So we're going to look at some of this. And I feel the Lord, as I pray, the Lord wanted me to address the wounded spirit. Two things the Lord spoke to my heart when he called me to this ministry. And what he said to me, people cannot give or receive because their foundation has been broken. It has not been established. And the next thing I was to minister on was the fruits of the Spirit, because he said this is the only way that people can really live a truly successful and prosperous life. And that is through his character, the fruits of his Spirit. And the fruits of his Spirit is the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. So eventually, later on, I think we will go into that as well. But today we're going to, and for the next few weeks, we're going to look at the wounded soul. We, as I said, we experience this every day. All sorts of woundedness come our way. And it's good to recognize them, pray for deliverance, and be set free. What is the wounded soul? This is brokenness of the vital essence of the inner man. And that is the most important part of us, the inner man. Remember, scripture tells us that we're to guard our heart with all diligence because out of it flows the issues of life. And sometimes there are no issues, you know, to come from, to be focused on. So here we have a brokenness of the vital essence of the inner man. The shattered foundation for essential living and character development. It is the enslaved or prison soul. A soul that is broken or lacerated through different causes. Example, abuse of different sorts. And we know there are many. There are many, many sorts of abuses. We all experience hindrances, interruptions, delays, irritations, and stagnations in different ways. This is actually life's journey because we live in a fallen world. But praise the Lord, the day is coming when all that is imperfect will be made perfect. There will be no more tears. God will wipe away our tears, and we will be complete in being the precious jewels we are created to be. But you know, we can experience this on earth through God's healing as we recognize our problems. We go to him in prayer and we're healed and delivered and set free. Proverbs 18:14 tells us, a man's spirit sustains him in sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear? You know, in sickness, we fight to the bitter end. There are so many resources. We have medical intervention and even surgical intervention. We have prayers for healing. We have our faith to believe for healing. But if there's a wounded soul, we become so paralyzed in our emotions and we become so hopeless and we lack faith and the motivation to move on and to seek help, whatever the help may be. You know, we just don't have that inner strength to seek the help that we need, and we just lose hope completely. In some situations, people turn to different addictions to see them through, something to soothe their pain. There's absolutely nothing to build on. All hope is lost. There's a lack of strength and, as I said, motivation. Isaiah 53 tells us, and we thank the Lord for that, that the punishment that brought us peace was laid upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He bore all our sicknesses, all our diseases, everything. He nailed them to the cross, and by his stripes we are healed. You know, I often pray that, I said, Lord, I thank you that everything that's contrary to my life. And I pray that for my family, my loved ones. I pray that if there's anything contrary to your will in our lives, anything that's robbing of our destiny, Lord, I stand in the gap, and I pray even for myself that I place these all at the foot of the cross, and I trust your powerful blood to wash them all away and make us whole. And this is a prayer that the Holy Spirit led me to pray for myself and my loved ones. Scripture tells us also that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God in pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought to captivity to the obedience of Christ. Anything that is contrary, we are to bind them up in the name of Jesus, make captives of them. And allow these thoughts to be obedient to the word of God. You know, we're not to buy these words. We're not to hold on to them. We're not to embrace them, but release them in the name of Jesus. What lies has been spoken to us to prevent us from walking in our destiny? You know, as children, and even as a child myself, and even as an adult, I've heard many lies. You know, I've heard many doubts. I've heard, so many. What are you going to be? You're not bright. You're not this. You're not that. What are you going to turn out to be? You're not good in school. You're not whatever. But the Lord has a plan for us. God has a plan for us. And I thank the Lord for his mighty, mighty hand on my life, that all these things that were spoken to me did not trouble me. The Lord took over completely. And it's so wonderful to have that faith that God is in control and he will do what no man can do. And where there's lack of hope, God will give us hope. Nothing can deter or hinder his plans for our lives. I remember when I did my midwifery training, for instance, lack of hope came onto me to prevent me from even continuing to take my state board exams. And this came from my lecturer. After an entire year of training, at the end of my training, she just bombarded me with lack of hope. And her words weren't kind to me. Oh, they were devastating. They were just horrible. And after all of this, I said, oh my goodness, you know, this I longed for. And I just felt so unworthy. But, you know, in life, we need destiny helpers. We need people who will help us in our way. And so many of my supervisors and senior nurses heard about this. And they were there for me. They surrounded me with love and encouragement. My faith and hope was restored. They surrounded me with love and encouragement and stood by me and restored my strength and my hope again. And with that, I was able to confidently go on to the state board exams. And thank the Lord, I was successful and I passed really good. And this was so wonderful. And, you know, I made sure I called her and told her that I was successful in my exam. I'm sure she didn't want to hear this, but this is the working of the Lord. And I just thank him for that. And I tell you something, he will do the very, very same to you. For you. I'll share this with you because I just want to encourage you not to focus on the negative thoughts and the negative words that people are saying to you to hinder you to move on to your destiny or whatever dream and desires you have. But just trust the Lord and tap into what he's put into you and move on with that. I've always held on to God's promises that he will never leave me nor forsake me, and that his plans for me are good and not for evil. So today I say to you, my beloved, rise up and be restored to your destiny today. As you hear this testimony I share with you, rise up. He did it for me. He will do it for you. Rise up. Woundedness of our souls do not occur when we are able to understand and to be aware of it. It actually begins from the womb. And unfortunately, many people do not even recognize that they are hurting. Many people do not even recognize the problems that in their lives. They know that there are problems. They know that there are things hindering them. Some of them don't even realize that they're being hindered. They say to themselves, I'm struggling, you know, or I can't do this. This is not for me or what have you. No, we need to tap and see and understand, even through prayer, what God has called us to be. He will show you. He will not hide it from you. And he will lead you, gradually lead you, step by step, to that destiny. Woundedness in our soul does not begin when we're adults. It begins from within the womb. Scripture tells us that in Psalm 51:15, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Our parents were born in sin, and there are many sins in our generations, sins of the forefathers, which has been passed on to generations. As we recognize these, and the Holy Spirit will show you them as you pray. Believe you me, He will show you them. We break them through prayer. We don't want these being passed on to our children and grandchildren for generations. So we break them in the name of Jesus. We cast them at the feet of Jesus, and by faith believe that He will deliver and set us free. I personally have observed patterns in my generations and have had to break them in the name of Jesus. And I've seen deliverances. I have prayed and I've seen changes in my in families. Sin does not only separate us from the Lord, but it also causes woundedness and bitterness of the soul. Sin causes us to make poor judgment and poor decisions, which hinders our progress and destiny. It causes spiritual blindness, deafness, and the ability to discern, and often causes us to make poor judgment. It also hinders our growth and development. Here we're looking at the sin of our forefathers, which passes on from one generation to the next. And I tell you, as I said before, we can break these in prayer. A poor foundation is laid, and the cycle continues throughout our life, again, unless recognized and delivered. Let's look, for instance, at infancy to preschool. We talked about within the womb, you know, the things that goes on in the mother's womb. There are things that she may experience, you know, which causes hopelessness. We're looking at a mother who's been single or through divorce or separation, marital problems, you know, problems in the home. All different things do occur. And this causes what happens here in this, the infant or the preschool. We see the most common sign of rejection, and this is a dart from the enemy. As I said earlier, I just repeat this again. There are many situations that cause this. Single parenting and unplanned pregnancy, divorce, separation, or marital problems. Poor bonding during pregnancy and infancy. Poor communication and parental interaction during the early years. Therefore, no foundation is laid. You find in many hospitals, for instance, where there are different situations with families, in pregnancies, you have many, many surrogates, grandmothers or what have you, who go into hospital just to rock these babies and to impart that touch and that comfort to them, especially in the neonatal units, for instance. Or if the mother isn't well and she cannot impart that love and comfort to her child. And one of the beautiful things I noticed today, which is so great, I noticed that when a baby is born, this is something new and I think is really, really good thing. They actually have established bonding with the mother and the baby by putting the baby close to the mother, with both their skins touching each other. And that baby's actually resting on that mother, hearing that heartbeat that he or she heard from within the womb. And bonding takes place. Another thing they do is causing the baby, if the mother desires to nurse her baby, we encourage nursing the baby right away, and this establishes bonding, which is really, really good. Another thing that causes problems for the infant is, or for the child, is hearing and witnessing fights, conflicts, and arguments in the home, which instills fear and hopelessness in the child. And this goes on to adulthood, and the cycle continues in different forms, robbing people of their destiny. Different things happen, which we call mental health problems, part of mental health problems. We see so many of this. It just continues with different forms. What do we observe in these children? They experience pain that cannot be identified or diagnosed. Frequent hospitalizations, failure to thrive with delayed psychological and physical growth. We see physical psychological manifestations such as lying, stealing, not getting along with peers, frequent fights and conflicts, just disorderly behavior of different sorts, addictions also, mistrust, guilt, always blaming themselves for any problem, taking blame for problems in the home, whether it be divorce or separation or what have you, and they're always, always needing attention. They experience tension, restlessness, and anxiety. Unfortunately, many of our children have been diagnosed or misdiagnosed with ADHD because there's this anxiety and tension and what have you. We sometimes see bedwetting, desire to be continually stimulated through continually banging their heads. I encourage you to take note of that. If you see a child continually banging their head back, rocking back and forth, just comfort, establish love, show love, give attention, and so forth. And if help is needed, seek help and prayer. We see nail biting, stuttering. It has been said, a child always carrying a blanket or special toy. I don't know if I agree too well about that. A child may have just a love for the texture of that blanket, I do believe, or a love for a special toy. I know my grandson, for instance, right now, he's loving dinosaurs, and everything is about dinosaurs. So he carries his dinosaurs around, even takes them to bed. So, you know, that can be just a normal thing. There's so much about this wounded soul. And it's a very, very large subject, very, very broad subject. So we will continue to talk about this. But remember, the Lord sees and knows and understands our woundedness. He sees our pain. I'm so thankful for the journals, the things that the Lord gave me over the years. And I know He's now allowing me to share these thoughts that He's imparted to me. And one of the things that He gave me many years ago, it's called The Cry of the Wounded Soul. Be restored, O my soul. And you know, as I said earlier, these things continue throughout adulthood. It does not stop until we recognize them. And this is what I wrote in my journal. What are we called to do? To say, here, Lord, here I am, Lord, send me. I'm here to do your will. Yes, sir, I will be the leader or worker in your man-made kingdom. And I say this because at the time I was experiencing much pain within the safety of the church. My redeemed soul you have ravished, thrashed and torn to pieces. You have fragmented the peace and rest of my soul. You have trampled on the child of God. When will my soul find rest again? Unto thee, O Lord, I will find rest as I forgive and look to thee. Unto thee, Lord, I will run in this hour of darkness and great persecution. Let me smell your fragrance once again, because the cords of hell have risen up against me. Let my soul find rest in thee alone. You are the healer and restorer of this war-torn victim. Heal me, O Lord, and mend me, and put this vessel back together again, a vessel created for your glory. With your hands extended, I will be a testimony of your restoration. As you put me back together, your handprints will be embellished on me, your holes to remind me of your eternal and sacrificial love. And that is the holes in the nail prints of the Lord's hands. Your light will be imparted to me, and the darkness of oppression will disperse. Arise, O my soul, and sing, for indeed thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen with thee. Sing, O sing, my soul, unto the Lord, who has restored thee. And this really flowed from my heart, because as I said, you know, we are surrounded with people who are hurting, and unfortunately, many of our leaders do experience pain themselves, and unfortunately they cannot impart love. Again, we're talking about the woundedness of the soul, which started in childhood, but it goes on into adulthood if not healed and delivered. And as I said, today, as we look around, many, many of our leaders are not able to impart love and healing to the people that they serve. And this is one time in one situation where I experienced much pain, much disappointment, and the Lord gave me these words. I pray today that as you listen, these thoughts will minister to you. It will cause you to reflect and think. And just go to the Lord for prayer, in prayer for healing and deliverance and restoration of your soul. We're living in a days when the Lord is pouring out his spirit in great measures. And I want all my listeners to be a part of this great outpouring of the love and the sweet and fresh anointing of the Lord. So let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Let's trust him to heal us and deliver us and set us free. You know, I can honestly say to you, I'm living in these very last sentences that I read. Arise, O my soul, and sing, for indeed thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen within thee. Sing, O sing, my soul, unto the Lord who has restored thee. This is my testimony. I have joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. And I pray today that you too will be a recipient. I pray, even at the sound of my voice, hallelujah, you will receive joy. I send joy and peace and love and healing to you, my beloved friends. The Lord bless you. Until we meet again, blessings.